Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello. My name is Jameer. You left your number here with us to customer service to give you a call back.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I'm seeing three charges or some charges from your company on my card that have happened in a time that I was hospitalized and didn't make any, I mean, I haven't made any purchases since the end of January, and I'm seeing charges from an Extreme Gadget or Extreme Boost, and they're all for these amounts on my PayPal card, and I have no idea what it is that it is. I mean, I don't even know what your company does or what your Extreme Gadget or what is it?
Well, we're just the call center who's service online sale campaigns. We just do customer service. We just handle the accounts. So if you will,
Well, I mean,
please.
obviously, I have an account and I don't know what you are, so
Yeah.
something must have happened. I don't know, but I need to cancel it and I need those charges reversed immediately because I have no idea what y'all do or what you are or anything. And I did not even have my phone with me. I haven't had my phone with me for about 10 days now. And all these charges happened in the last, within that time period. And so, this is obviously fraud. And I need my information removed from your database, and I need those charges reversed. And if there was a something that I was supposed to have bought when I picked up all my mail, there wasn't anything that wasn't expected. Unless let's see, I've got let's see, I've got some cat medicine, some eye drops, and a necklace. I don't think any of the, and I know all the people those came from. And so there's no gadgets or anything that I've nothing. And I don't even know what y'all are anyways, but I mean, you know, someone said, well, maybe something got ordered and but there's nothing. And so what am I paying $56 for? $6? There's $2 holds. And what exactly do you people do anyways?
Okay, ma'am. If you will please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
77088. And I have a business at 77092, but 88 is my home address.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
My name is Angela Forrest.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account. And may you
What
verify
is
the shipping address for security purposes, please?
7402 Alabonson Road?
Okay,
Unit
yes, ma'am.
808?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Oh, give me one second. See what this is. Okay, so it says here back on December 13th that you ordered a Ultra Bar.
A what?
Ultra Bar.
I don't have an Ultra bar. What is that?
To be
I
honest,
don't.
give me
I
one
did not
second.
order an. I did not order an Ultra bar. The only thing I ordered in December, was a camshaft for my vehicle, some car seat covers, a front bumper, and some jumper cables. I do not believe Ultra Bar fits any of those.
Okay, and do you also remember ordering a smartwatch?
No, I don't have a smartwatch either. I have
This
not
was
received a
ordered
smart.
on
I
February
have not
2nd.
received one. I have not received a smartwatch. I did not order a smartwatch. I do not have possession of a smartwatch. None has been delivered it to my house.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. It said the smartwatch got delivered to the address at
Nope.
on the 7th,
Nope.
Monday.
Nope. Nope. Got all the mail today, and there is no smartwatch in any of it. I mean, there, like I said, there's some eye drops, and a necklace, and some cat medicine. That is all the packages I have received.
Okay.
at that address. So obviously this is I don't know what this is. I mean, I didn't order a smartwatch. I don't need a smartwatch. I have a Citizen Eco Drive. I refuse to wear anything else but those. Why would I order a smartwatch? They never work anyways.
And then it also said the other package got delivered as well on December 20th.
Nope. I don't have anything like that. I haven't received anything but car parts in the month of December. Everything else was delivered to my shop.
So.
And unless you delivered something to my shop address, which
we don't have the address.
On Millway? 4901 Millway? I know it wasn't delivered
Yeah, we just have that one address, man.
Nope. Nothing delivered to my house but car parts in December. Everything else goes to my business.
Okay,
and
so if I'm not mistaken, the Ultra Bar is a car part. Give me one second. Let me get my supervisor to confirm that. One second.
No, it's not. A camshaft or a car seat or a front bumper. That is the only things that were delivered to my house. And I don't think an Ultra Bar is any of those.
And it's just the campaign name.
No, I'm telling you, I know where I ordered those parts from, and you're not AutoZone.
Okay, so
it's a mistake. Okay. I don't know what you've got for me, and I don't know what these things are, but I did not receive them. I did not order them. And I don't know what this $56 thing is either. What is this $56 thing for this smartwatch that I didn't receive either?
The $56 is due to the fact that the smartwatch was ordered on February 2nd, and wherever the smartwatch was ordered from, in their terms and conditions, it stated that in the next 48 hours, you will be enrolled in this online gadget store where you receive a $125 gift card. And that $56.95 charge is for the membership.
Well, I don't have a smartwatch. So I don't really appreciate being charged $56 for something and enrolled in something that I did not order and much less did not even receive.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Give me
I mean, if it shows up, I will happily return it to you because I don't want a smartwatch. You know, I mean...
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me get this account canceled for you.
Whatever an Otter Bar is. What's an Otter Bar? It's not car part. Otter Bar. Give me a break.
Okay, ma'am. Did you order any of those products through, like, a survey?
A survey?
Yes, ma'am. Online survey?
No, I don't do surveys because it's always a scam. And no, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I actually, in the beginning of December, actually, there wasn't one other thing that got delivered to me, and it was my brand new Verizon phone that I got on, I guess, around the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did lose my other phone earlier in the month, but... I didn't see anything when I was able to log back in with my new phone. I didn't see anything weird and nothing out of any of my bank accounts or anything that was suspicious that I noticed. I mean, if it was a small charge, I might have missed it. You know, the big ones were the ones I was looking for. I didn't see anything. I didn't see any charges.
Okay, so there was two, three.
And I did
charges under $7. Well, they were $7.95. There was a $3 charge and another $7 charge. And those charges was for the shipping and handling of those products.
I did not see that. I mean, I can go back and look now, but I might have missed it. I might have missed those. Thinking they might have been something else, you know. $7, that kind of sounds like... the corner store of a cigarette, mm-hmm. or $3 could have been a smart drink, you know, from the corner store. But I probably just didn't even think anything of it or look at the thing. I just saw the amount and thought it was walk into the corner store to grab something, you know. That's probably what I thought it was. I didn't look at the name on it. So I didn't notice it until now. But a $56 charge, that really stands out.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. One second. Okay, so I was able to get you that refund. You should receive it in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
And would you like that cancellation number?
Hold on a second. Let me find the right button.
Yes, ma'am. Just let me know when you're ready.
Give me a second. I'm partially visually impaired after this procedure I just had. That I have an eye injury. Hold on a second. I'm having trouble seeing. All right. Go ahead and give me that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It is C as in cat 258 916 799.
All right. Okay. 258 916 799.
Yes, ma'am.
Cancellation. Thank you very much for doing that for me, and you're canceled it, so nothing else is going to happen with that, right?
Yes, ma'am. Nothing else will be charged to this account. It's completely canceled, and that number is the confirmation for that.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry if I got a little testy, but I mean, that's crazy.
It's okay, ma'am. Anyway. I completely understand.
Well, thank you. I'll be on the lookout for whatever, and I'll happily return it if I get it.
Yes, ma'am. But if you do receive it, you can just keep it because the company that it got ordered from have a no return policy. So it may just end up in a warehouse or something. So you can keep it, throw it away, or give it away or something.
Well, that seems slightly dishonest, but thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.